No, apparently the instructors told the students, who in this case were tenured officers, not recruits, to remove their ammunition and put it somewhere else. This may be as simple as they forgot to take their fake training weapons. At any event, the police commissioner and top commanders in the police department are, quote, frustrated and furious that after all was said and done after the February incident, which was a very serious incident, here we are again with another misstep in police training.
Yeah, when I first read a portion of your report, one of my other thoughts was maybe there's a shortage of training weapons.
I don't think that's the case. The training weapons are very distinct. They have red handles on them. They look like real weapons, but they are clearly distinguished by the red handle. And then internally, they don't have a firing pin. So even if you inadvertently put ammunition in them, they won't fire. This sources tell me that this was simply a case where the instructors forgot to take them with them. This was out at Camp Frederick in Reisterstown, so this is certainly some distance from the city and from the city police facilities. They were using that facility, a National Guard facility, to do what's called room clearing training. And it, of course, you recall that back in February,
it was Rosewood.
There,
yeah,
the recruit was shot and critically wounded when the police instructor, William Kern, allegedly used his live weapon to try to scare the recruits away from a window. And again, he was supposed to be using a training weapon, but instead used a live weapon.
And, of course, I guess the concern is for BATS and other higher-ups is that what if someone forgot to take the ammunition out? Then they've got another situation on their hands.
They put new rules in effect after the February incident to try to take every precaution so this wouldn't happen again. So the deputy commissioner for what they now have, he's really over internal affairs, and they call it the Integrity Bureau. His quote today when we interviewed him was that he said, quote, officers are deciding to cut corners, and cutting those corners, the consequences are way too dangerous. So an internal investigation is underway to figure out exactly what happened.
Are you expecting that we'll hear from BATS?
Possible. We had Deputy Commissioner John Skinner and Deputy Commissioner Jerry Rodriguez addressed our questions just about 40 minutes ago. After we brought to light the what happened on Tuesday, I would assume that at some point we'll hear from BATS as well.